Today, we received word that another of Michigan's state officials has died from the coronavirus. Former state senator Morris Hood III of Detroit passed away after several weeks in intensive care. As the son of another former lawmaker, Mo Hood III distinguished himself during his turn in the legislature as a kind and thoughtful man. Let's listen to him during a floor speech honoring a fallen police officer back in 2018.
Just take a moment and say thank you to the people, not only the people that protect us, just people, period. Open up your hearts, open up your minds, open up your souls, because tomorrow is not promised. And we pray for the Doss family for their unfortunate loss. But we also pray for us people to do the right thing, to love one another, to care for one another, and as God says, forgive one another. Because we all make mistakes. We all have done things that we regret, said something to a loved one that we regret, but go back and forgive them. Reach out to them. Love is the greatest thing that we have in this world. Love one another. Thank you, Madam President.
Mo Hood III was 54 years old. Zach Gorchow covered Mo Hood III in the legislature for several years, and he joins us now to talk more about him. Zach, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
Do you remember meeting Mo Hood?
Well, yes. I remember thinking, you know, what was Morris Hood III going to be like? Because I had briefly covered his father, Morris Hood Jr., 28-year state representative who was a giant of the Capitol. And, you know, as a college reporter, when I was covering him, I was quite intimidated by because he was such a towering figure. So I wondered, what was Morris Hood III going to be like? And one of the things I quickly realized was, you know, what a kind, bright person this was who, you know, had an understanding of how to deal with people, whether that was a reporter or a staff or other legislators. And, you know, it was quickly clear this was going to be someone who was going to stand on his own two feet. This was not somebody who was just there because he had the same name as someone who served before him. This was somebody with a lot of talent and ability on their own.
Yeah, Lansing is not always the kind of place where success comes synonymously with cordiality. How do you think he was able to keep what he needed to do on track while still maintaining those relationships?
I think he's sort of old school in that respect, that you could fight like hell on an issue, but know how to relate and get along and care about your political opponents or adversaries on an issue afterward. That once you stepped off the field, so to speak, you know, I think he, you know, for the most part, when it came to most of the people he served with, that he believed they were trying to help the state, even if they had complete opposite ways of going about that. And it just shined through that he could deliver a very withering speech, caustic even, about something that the Republican majorities were doing in the Senate. But yet, you know, today I saw many Republican senators, you know, quite an outpouring of condolences and grief, showing that they really care deeply about him and respected him.
How do you think he'll be remembered in Lansing?
I think he'll be remembered as just a really good person, a champion for Detroit, somebody who understood the legislative process and how to work it, and above all, stayed so grounded and seemed to care about everyone he came in contact with. I saw one well-known lobbyist today tweeted, to know Mo Hood was to like him. And I can't really put it any better than that.
Zach Gorchow is executive editor and publisher of Gong War of Michigan. You can read his remembrance of Mo Hood on the Gong War website. Zach, thank you so much for your time and the memories.
Thank you.